On Tuesday evening, I spoke with two members of the National Committee to Free Puerto Rican Political Prisoners and Prisoners of War about a campaign to change the conditions for Oscar Lopez, who is one of the Puerto Rican POWs. He was recently moved to the new federal prison in Florence, Colorado.
He was captured in 1981 and charged with seditious conspiracy, and he was sentenced to 55 years then. Later on, there was a fabricated case against him in Leavenworth, Kansas, and he got another 75 years consecutive sentence. Seditious conspiracy has been a charge used primarily against people in the anti-governmental movement that seeks the independence for Puerto Rico.
Right now, you have a particular campaign around the case of Oscar Lopez because he is in Florence, Colorado.
Well, Florence is going to serve as a model for all prisons. Florence has been designed for a high sensory deprivation.
The practice and theory of repression is once again reached new heights with Florence. Remember, people were using the word draconian for Alcatraz. And when Marion was built in 1963 to replace Alcatraz, when it was shut down, it was supposed to be the most draconian prison in the United States. On the other hand, Florence even supersedes that. It was extremely important that people be mobilized to fight against it because it represents, I think, one more incursion on an atmosphere, I think, that's being built.
What the media has blurred is that these are the most dangerous people within the federal system. Although in the case of Oscar, there is not even a history of tickets of violence at Marion. There is really no kind of qualification you need to get into Florence. Anyone the government decides is dangerous and is someone that may disturb the federal government, you isolate them and you make examples of them so people will not rock the boat. It's a clear attempt to break the prisoner down. It's clear to punish the political prisoner for what they believe in, attempting to destroy the core of their strength of making everything that is possible to destroy a human being, to break their principles, to break their beliefs, to destroy their morale. In the case of Oscar, Oscar has not had physical contact with any family members as of 1986. He does not know what his granddaughter's skin feels like. The problem is that there is a whole mindset that this type of prison is the alternative, and what you will end up with are robotized, completely defunctional bodies coming out of this kind of institution. If they come out alive at all, this is beyond punishment. This is beyond any kind of law, regulation. This is unhuman. Anyone that has any sense of being part of humanity could not allow a prison like Florence, the emptiness. Your senses being completely destroyed, unable to see any color but white, unable to have any human contact, unable to breathe fresh air, unable to see fresh sunlight or fresh grass or ground. That is not punishment. That is destruction.